The first and most significant change of Braille screen input on iOS 18 is the way you turn it on. This is the one that will impact anybody who uses it now, because as soon as you upgrade, you're going to lose Braille screen input from your rotor. This means that to activate BSI now, you simply turn your phone into the brailing position, which can of course be tabletop or screen away. You can still use either of those. But rather than activating your rotor, you simply braille. Well, you can use any of the fingers. I choose to braille a letter C, twice. So I get my two index fingers and I tap the screen roughly in the position I would braille them, sort of either edge of the screen. Apple calls this a two-finger double tap on the edges. So tap that twice. That is the braille screen input activated noise. And with that on, I can braille as normal. If you had your speech set to tell you about that, it would still do so. I've turned mine off because the sounds are quicker. But that's one of the most important things, I would say, because that determines how you get BSI on. Turn it off, you can scrub, or you can do a two-finger pinch. So you take your two C fingers, if you like, and slide them away from each other, and you're back in your regular flicking mode. So a double tap of the C to go in, and a sliding away, a pinch outward toward the edges of your phone with both those fingers to come out. Quite straightforward, really. The next cool thing, let's go back in. I'm going to write this is a test. Now I've written this as a test. What I can now do, which is really cool, is if I hold down my right index finger and I start flicking my left index finger to the left,
space, full stop, T, S, E, T, space.
I move through what I've written letter by letter, keeping that right finger held down. If I flick down
words
with my left hand, that changes what I move by.
A, is, this, this, is, A, test.
And so I have a cursor.
Test.
I'm going to stop after A and
Alpha.
Add very...
very
fun.
Fun.
There we go. I've now put the words very fun before test. This is a very fun test. So I've moved the cursor whilst editing in BSI. That's the second really interesting thing to show you. You can move using a cursor. And if you add a finger, instead of moving the cursor, you will select text as well.
Fun. Selected. Avery. Selected.
Oops, I made a mistake there. I didn't put a space after the A. So I'm going to delete that.
Selection deleted. Avery
I'm
fun.
Going to put A.
A.
There you go. So I forgot to take into account the space when I was moving my cursor. So yeah, you can move a cursor around and you can select text as well. Finally, Braille screen input by default works as it used to in typing mode, but there is now a command mode. That ding sounds like a Perkins bell, doesn't it? It means you are now commanding your phone. And this effectively means that if you are familiar with the Braille display controlling your iPhone, what's happening now is when you go into command mode, the spacebar is effectively held down for you. So all the things you would normally do using a spacebar and a Braille cord, such as pressing B for back or H for home or S for the status bar with the spacebar, you can just Braille using BSI.
Screen recording in progress, 1330. Button.
So I've pressed that. I've jumped straight to my status bar because I brailled an S. If I braille an H, I'll go home. That's my drafts note-taking app. If I want to go to the very bottom of my screen, I will braille 456, and that'll take me to my CNAI.
CNAI.
Which is the bottom right thing in my dock. All the things you would ordinarily press with a braille display connected and your spacebar, you can do in command mode with a braille display as well. So that is the power of the command mode for braille screen input. So to cap, the most important thing is turning it on and off. You braille two C's, and you slide your fingers apart to come out of the mode, rather than using the rotor. You've got a new command mode. There are more details of how to use that in the help page of the Braille screen input settings when you get the upgrade. And there is a cursor, which you can use both to edit and move around text on your iPhone as you're writing it, without having to leave the Braille screen input mode.